morning. This is Agashwani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Nagaland will be conducting the urban local bodies elections in all 39 municipal and town councils on June 26. The state cabinet has given the administrative approval during a meeting held yesterday. The municipal elections will be held in the state with 33% women reservation for the first time. Meanwhile, the government has fixed 29 April as the date of application of the election program. Counting and declaration of votes will take place on 29 June. The period for filing of nomination is from 7th to 11th June up to 3 p.m., while 20th June is the last date for withdrawal of candidatures. Scrutiny of nomination papers will be held on 13 June, and applications for revision of the order of authority scrutinizing the nomination will be from 15th to 18th June till 3 p.m. Date of repoll, if any, has been fixed for June 28. Following no positive response from the state government, the Confederation of Nagaland Chamber of Commerce and Industries, CNCCI, has decided to go for all Nagaland indefinite shutdown from today. CNCCI had informed earlier that if the Dimapur Chamber of Commerce and Industry, DCCI, grievances are not addressed by the government at the appropriate time, the CNCCI will step up the agitation and go for an indefinite Nagaland shutdown starting April 27. However, banking establishments, educational institutions, government offices and all medical-related activities will be kept outside the purview of the shutdown. The Confederation further requested all the business community to cooperate and ensure shutdown in their respective districts. The CNCCI terms the indefinite shutdown totally justified as multiple taxation by multiple groups, unaccountable fines and harassments meted out to the business community cannot be tolerated any further. Meanwhile, Mukku Chamber of Commerce and Industry, along with all other confederating district units of the CNCCI and Trensang Chamber of Commerce and Industry, have extended its participation in the statewide indefinite shutdown protest. MLA and leader of NPF Legislature Party, Kuzoluzo Nino, said the NPF party fully understands the move initiated by the business community to down their shutters to express their grievances. He said unabated and illegal taxation on the business community is directly affecting the Naga public and the consequence is paid by the general public. Expressing concern and condemning over the unabated and illegal taxation and extortion, particularly to the business community, by the various Naga political groups, Nino urged the Naga political groups to strictly monitor any kind of antisocial activities that hamper the growth of the civilized Naga society and wreaking havoc in the society. He added that the NPF also appreciated the stand and the directives of the state government to tackle all forms of extortions and illegal taxations on the business community and have requested the business community to adhere to the directives given by the government authority. He also urged upon the general public and the business community to give its fullest cooperation to the government agencies to put an end to the extortion and illegal taxation culture and request the public and the business community to come forward to report or file FIR for any such illegal activities that are taking place. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipiro has congratulated all who have cleared HSLC and HSSLC exams under the Nagaland Board of School Education. In a social media post, Rio said their hard work has helped them reach an important milestone in their academic journey. He extended best wishes to all candidates for a successful future. The Chief Minister also encouraged those who have failed not to give up, but to strive with persistence. Deputy Chief Ministers D.R. Zeliang and Y. Patan have also conveyed congratulations to all the successful candidates of HSLC and HSSLC examinations. Zeliang said that HSLC and HSSLC results declaration is always a moment to cherish as it brings joyous celebrations, hope and challenges to many homes, especially the young students and parents who had worked, whose hard work has paid off. Zeliang also urged the students who could not clear the examinations not to be discouraged, but to work harder, tenaciously, and succeed in the next appearance. He wished all the candidates a very bright future. Button said, "The hard work and perseverance have truly paid off, and all are proud of their efforts and believe in their potential." To those who did not clear this exam, Button reminded that this is not the end, but just a step in their journey. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.